on because your attention was there. It's flown into there, and you see that, and then it slows down and goes. Oh. Another one is to notice that you are unfriendly towards the present moment. And does that mean there's something wrong with you? No, it's you're something supremely right with you, because you are conscious, you are aware that you are unfriendly with the present moment. That's all that's needed. If there's something wrong with you, truly wrong, you don't even know it. So those humans with whom there is something wrong, they have no idea. They think there's something, absolutely nothing wrong. The most extreme manifestations of human unconsciousness, those human beings who go around with bombs or machine guns or throw whatever they throw, they don't think there's anything wrong with them. Nothing wrong with me. It's everything wrong with them there. So when you notice something, hostility towards the present moment in whatever form, oh, there's nothing wrong, the presence is there. The very purpose of your life on earth is fulfilling itself at that moment, the arising of consciousness. So what could possibly be wrong? And yet the egoic identity, the egoic self, insists in many cases, there is something wrong with me. And it can sometimes obscure the awareness when you observe something in yourself, such as hostility towards what is the present moment. At that moment, the mind can come in again and obscure the awareness that was there for a moment and formulate some kind of judgment, which is a new thought. And that judgment, for example, would say, you see, you're not good enough. You can't do it. You've been to the retreat plus 50 workshops before that, and you see, you still can't do it. There is something wrong with you. You see, you're no good. Look, they're all present. You're the only one who can't do it. You might as well give up. So when you observe something in yourself, the mind may then come in, obscure the presence that was there for a moment and make a thought out of it that has to do something with yourself, to add something to your sense of self. And so the heaviness of self can increase even there. Because when you become aware of so many ways in which you create heaviness in your life, in which you resist the present moment, in which you add stuff to the chopping of the wood and the carrying of the water, and do mental commentary while you carry the water. This is awful. How much longer? She feels much heavier than yesterday. Why do I have to do this? Why don't they carry the water? They should be. All kinds of mind stuff. Am I getting weaker? All kinds of whatever it is. I shouldn't be carrying water. I've been doing it for 10 years. It's other people's turn now. Nobody acknowledges me that I'm carrying this water. They don't even thank me. Hard work. Carrying that water is hard work. But 80% of the energy that is expended on carrying the water is actually mind stuff. The heaviness that the mind produces. Otherwise, they would just be that. It might be a heavy bucket, but it's not really. It's just easy. So it's wonderful to realize there's nothing wrong with you. And the more things you discover in yourself that had been unconscious, the more you are fulfilling your destiny on the planet, which is you become a manifestation of consciousness arising. You go beyond the merely personal, the delusion of a form identification. A heavy thing for many people is the pain body, which is the reason why many people think there's something very wrong with them, because periodically they suffer an influx of heavy emotion, painful emotion, negative emotion, fear, deep sadness, or very dark mood, anger, all kinds of forms of upset. And even those in whom consciousness is already arising, presence is already arising, they still find themselves in many cases at the mercy of the periodic arising of their pain body, which is past pain, remnants of past pain that are still alive and have accumulated inside you as a little entity. Personal plus collective. Part of it is the collective pain body. It could be the collective pain body of your family, that's part of your personal pain body. Or the collective pain body of the part of the world you live in. Some are heavier than others. And certainly it will be also partly the suffering of humanity, the collective pain body of humanity, and everybody has his or her share of that.